We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Pirates back in action tonight at home. Only 9-9 at home this year, 15-11 on the road. Big start for Chris Archer tonight. I haven't seen the lineup yet. It ought to be coming up fairly soon. One of these days he's going to give Josh Bell a day off, Bob. And I thought it might have been Sunday, but he's so hot. But they like to give him maybe 2 days in a row, you know, with the off day yesterday, maybe sat him Sunday. I can't imagine he's going to sit him at home tonight. Bell's played every game, all 44, and played it at a very high level. But you can't run these guys into the ground either.
But he wants it that way. Last time I talked to him, he said, I want to be out there. But I know when one game he won't play, I would think, although he's a switch hitter, is the doubleheader in Cincinnati. You know, you play one, that depends on how it goes and who's pitching, I suppose. But he doesn't
depends
want to take
on the
any
matchup.
You know, and look, he's given good reason to show you that maybe we don't need players to have all these days off. In some, it applies. Maybe if you're a veteran guy like a Cervelli needed this weekend, he wants to be out. He loves it. And it has not taken a toll on its play. Now, you can argue eventually it might. I don't know. Do we know that's the reason if he goes into a little bit of a slump or not? I mean, they'll play that by ear, but I like a guy who wants to play as much as he does.
And, man, he's producing. You know who else I think has really picked it up is Polanco. Mm-hmm. I think he's really swinging the bat better. 4 home runs in, like, the last 13 games. Looks like he's much more comfortable with the plate. He missed a lot of time. Still doesn't look comfortable in right field for me. He's a very mediocre outfielder to begin with, the angle he takes and the routes he takes the balls. Now you know he has that shoulder. He's still rehabbing from that. He can't really throw. But, man, I like what he's doing at the plate. I like he and Bell in the middle of their lineup. It gives them a pretty good 1-2 punch. If Marte can pick it up even more, they have a chance to score a few runs. I like what Reynolds is doing. What do you do with Chisenhall? Not Chisenhall.
Dickerson.
I don't know you bring him back. I really don't, the way it's going. But what do you do with Dickerson?
Well, I wouldn't rule Chisenhall out of anything because I think when he's healthy, he's a pretty decent player. But, I mean, you got to play Dickerson, don't you? Yeah. When he comes back, although
– he was their best hitter last year.
Yeah, and he's a 300 hitter who won a gold glove. It's hard for me to ignore that. Even with Reynolds playing well, I think that's a – now you know next year you can move on without Dickerson if you want to. He may be a trade-eligible guy
at the
deadline.
Yeah, he's a free agent at the end of the year,
but the problem is he doesn't play all year. You wonder what you're going to get in return, and does that affect your value in return?
You like to think he's going to be back before the end of July, though, right? He got a
no, I know
chance
that,
to come back, have 6 months, maybe even 2 months if he plays June and July before the trade deadline, if that's what you're thinking of doing. I still think they might be sellers more than buyers at the trade deadline if they fall back at all. I think Cervelli, although the price tag may scare some people, I still think he can help a winning team. I think he's a really strong catcher, and I think he's great with the pitchers.
Polanco is one of those guys who's a streaky hitter by definition. When he's on, he's really hot. He doesn't miss anything. But then he goes into lulls where you could say to you, I'm sure that's true with a lot of hitters over 162. That's a lot of games to play. But they need him to somehow become more consistent and more in that position of driving in runs. You can't just have all your RBIs coming from one position because sooner or later on, if you don't have anyone around Bell,
well, they gotta start pitching
they're
going to
start
him.
Pitching around him, right. And why wouldn't you? They've done that with, if you look at Cody Bellinger, they ignore him a lot in that. They bypass him, intentional walks, whatever the case may be. So, you know, I think the bottom line is somebody else better start hitting consistently because Bell will pay the price for that eventually.
I was shocked the other day that even in the first inning, and I know it's early, Frazier's on second base with two outs. They pitch to Bell. He gets a single. I don't know. I'd be tempted really to try to pitch around him a little bit more.
He's the one guy in this lineup who can kill you the way he's going. I would not pitch to him. And even if I did pitch to him, it wouldn't be anything that he could hit.
Now, Moran hit a 3-run home run, had a single, big single to drive in a run. His fourth run after Musgrove gave up the 3-run home run, made the lead 5-4. Moran in the top of the eighth had an RBI single. What do you make of Moran? Some moments he's good. Other moments, he leaves you wanting more, but he's got some big hits for him. What do you make of him? I mean, certainly he's been better than Gong was, Gung now on the injured list, but what do you make of him, and do you think we'll see Gung again?
I don't know if you're going to see Gung again. I think you'll see Newman and Moran at third base, and I think Colin Moran is, you know, when they acquired him, I thought he was a good guy to have as a role player, someone off the bench who can play, you know, maybe a couple of positions. He's just not that good defensively. They've dropped him back at third to get to more balls just because of the depth. But that puts an emphasis on his arm. I think overall he's been much better than I thought he would be this year. I thought after he lost the job to Gung, that was more an indictment of him not doing what he had to do in the spring, I thought. But I like him. I mean, he's come through with some big hits at big time. So
I mean, he's played first base. He's played second base. He's played left field. The guy has done whatever hurdle was asked of him. I'll give him a lot of credit for that.
Oh, he has. And he's one of those guys who doesn't say a lot, just gets out and does his job. And you.
That was a big first-inning home run the other day.
Took a 1-0 game, made it 4, and that's a big difference.
Put Musgrove up 4-0. And the 3-run home run, a beautiful thing. It's just so beautiful when it's your team doing it, and it can be so devastating when the other team does it.
One swing of the bat,
I'm an Earl Weaver disciple, man. Hit it out of the park with men on base. I don't like this having to put station to station, small ball, single, single, bunt, single. I like a guy that can hit it out of the park. And Bell, 14 home runs, the most in 44 games since Stargell had 15 in 71 and 73, Bob. It's pretty good company Bell's putting himself in.
It's not just that, too. It's just in the league itself. Those are a lot of home runs for this part of the season.
The weather really hasn't even heated up yet.
No. But again, I think ultimately he'll go through a downtime. Ultimately, people will not want to pitch to him. Puts an incumbent upon Marte and Polanco and Dickerson when he gets back to just do some things that make it easier for him. So, in this series coming up, watch out for Colorado, though. They can hit the ball. They're pitching. You could see a lot of higher scoring games, I think, in this one. But
what do you think of Marte's season?
You know,
just so-so?
You see what he can do when he came back from the injury. He gives you something that you couldn't have out there prior to it. So, you know, Frank Coonley, I think, summed it up right when they went into this offseason, had a meeting with him, saying, hey, you should be the best player. He has all the skill and the tool to do it. It's just sometimes he gets disengaged. He maybe his focus is off. You see
that
on
the
base
other day,
runnings.
How about the other day when he lost track of the outs on the base?
Right. I mean, that's just being engaged
in the game.
You pretty can't
inexcusable at that level, isn't it?
It's totally inexcusable. And I think with what he has skill level, he should be better than what he is. And I think that's the enigma part of him. You expect more because what you know he can do. But his numbers overall, if you just close your eyes and look back at his seasons, you'd say, not bad, 280 average, 20 home runs, 80
a lot,
runs of,
bases.
A lot of stolen bases, covers ground in the outfield. You'd take that with anyone. But I think he still has another gear to get to, and they need to get to it soon.
All right, 24-20, 44 games in. Are you of the belief this can continue? Or do you still need
to?
I still worry about the pitching with Tyone and if Williams is going to be out.
Yeah, over the course of 162, if you don't have them for any length of time consistently, you're asking for magic at times. And they've been good about coming up with some sleight of hand for now. But I thought my original thought was they'd be over 500 team, but still finish in fourth place. And nothing that I've seen has changed my mind. They should be better than what they are. They've had a lot of one-run games go against them with all the injuries. And if you factor in things that could have changed in this season, they could be. You can make a case they should be better than what they are. But they battle. I'll say this about their battle.
Very
resilient.
Very resilient.
They come up with performances when you don't expect it. They turn doubters into believers over spans of time. So, but still, it's going to be hard over 162. There are teams that rise up as the season goes on. And we'll see separation at some point. The question is, who will separate?
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You also can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. We're going to let you hear what Ben Roethlisberger had to say to the Pittsburgh media. Just finishing up OTAs, Ben said he will be taking part in OTAs this year. Feels like it's important because there's a lot of new faces on the team. So last year, I think he took part in the first one, didn't go to any of the other nine. Last year, Antonio was there for the first one, took part in the second one, saw that Ben wasn't there. He never came back. So I think that's a good step if Ben's going to be on hand. And I think it's important. I think OTAs, Bob, for this team are important. I think it's a chance for Mike Tomlin to try to take back control of that team.
And I think it's a new beginning for them. They have guys who, you know, contributed to problems last year, not here, and we'll see what – I think you're right. Last year OTAs, I think what happens when you have a veteran team that's played together so long, I think they take for granted.
They're voluntary.
We know this. We don't need this, but yes, you do need it. You always need it. I think you always need to be involved.
They're voluntary sessions. We can't lose track of that. All right, how about caller 4 to Joe Kopp, 412-928-9370. Caller 4 will win a pair of tickets to see the Pirates play the Brewers division game May 31st. It's a Friday night at 7:05. Caller number 4, we'll have a winner for you when we come back. It's Cook and Joe with Bob Pompiani on Sports Radio 93.7.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.